Instead of focusing on what her brother was doing to save their lives, she did her part. She searched the edges of the pool for another tunnel or pathway, knowing going back the way they had come might be lost to them. Even if Roland dealt with those at the edge of the pool, there were most likely others at the entrance to the tunnel. She narrowed her eyes, focusing as hard as she could. Tendrils of sensation covered her skin as she fought off a shudder. She hated using magic for this. She'd prefer to heal or help the earth, rather than use it to save herself. There, a darkened crevice that looked big enough for even Roland's broad shoulders. She pushed out with her magic, letting it dance off the water molecules in the air. Humans wouldn't be able to see this, thankfully, but she was draining what little powers she had, fast. She did her best to settle her pulse so she could sense if the air in the tunnel was stale or not, but it was a lost cause with the screaming, the crash of water, and her brother by her side, doing what he could to save them. She couldn't concentrate properly. Finally, when she was able to center herself enough to focus on her intent, she realized that the air tasted fresh. She could have cried, but she held herself in check. She could weep when they were safe. And since she didn't know if that would ever be possible again, she would just have to hold in the tears. Forever.
"Roland," she shouted over the din. "Come on."
He turned to her, his eyes wide and dark, but he nodded. Hurting others hurt them, but there was no way around it. To save their lives, they had to do what they must. She crawled around the edges of the pool as the humans who made it out of the water surge coughed and hacked. If she and Roland moved quickly enough, they could be through the crevices and out of the cave before the humans gathered themselves. With Roland behind her, they made it to the opening where they could stand fully. Then they ran.